Blackstone Audio presents Coyote America, A Natural and Supernatural History by Dan Flores. This book is read by Elijah Alexander. For Sarah. Introduction. American Avatar. Here is a vivid memory. I'm on winter break from my university duties, and I'm home visiting my parents in Louisiana. We are up early, stirring around in the kitchen in a gray, misty dawn in our hometown near the Black Bayou in the north of the state. My dad knows the paper will already be in the mailbox and asks me to walk out to the end of the driveway to fetch it in. I am in the act of pulling the Shreveport Times out of the box in silvery blue twilight when I hear a rhythmic clatter and the scratching of toenails on the asphalt street. Plastic-wrapped newspaper in hand, I turn toward the commotion and find myself staring into the face of a coyote, which shoots me a quick sidelong glance as it passes by mere feet away, rocking along in that characteristic lope with which coyotes go through the world, close enough to pepper my ankles with dislodged gravel as it digs in to swerve past me. I register hot yellow eyes and something in its mouth. Maybe it's the neighbor's cat. Although in the dim light it looks more like a trio of tall boys dangling from plastic six-pack rings. Open-mouthed, I follow its course down the street, when a second coyote appears, weaving through three cars parked on the road opposite my parents' home. Pink tongue lolling, this one fixes me with a look that has something of a been-good-to-know-you wave as it passes. And in another couple of seconds, it is at the corner intersection at the end of the block. There, it pauses for an instant, turns to look back at me, then is gone in a movement I barely discern, like smoke dispersed by a sudden swirl of wind. Coyote number two seems empty-handed, and I register the thought and tell my dad back in the kitchen, "Ah, those looked like pull-tab beers anyway, so no bottle opener needed." I tell this story not because it is unusual, but for exactly the opposite reason. In 21st century America, likely 100 scenes something like this unfold in towns and cities from coast to coast every morning. Close encounters with coyotes have now become the country's most common large wildlife experience. They happen everywhere, in small towns like the one where I was raised, and in gigantic cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Denver, Atlanta, Chicago, and now even New York City, the coyote's final frontier. A study of print media from 1998 to 2010 found a whopping 1,214 newspaper and magazine articles dedicated to human-coyote encounters in the United States for those years. And of course, those included only the newsworthy events. Many thousands more, like mine in Louisiana, occurred without anyone calling a reporter. According to Stan Gehrt, Chicago's urban coyote guru ecologist, every major city in America now has a coyote management study underway. Our sense, and this is the way most media and online stories about coyotes have presented the matter, is that this is a brand new phenomenon and something for which we humans are wholly responsible. Those sentiments reflect urban legend and human hubris. Urban coyotes are in no sense new in American history, and in truth, we are far less responsible than they are for their arrival everywhere among us now. In one of the myriad ways humans and coyotes eerily mimic one another, like us, coyotes are a cosmopolitan species, able to live in a remarkable range of habitats. In our case, we have cleverly enhanced our own cosmopolitanism by taking our evolutionary habitat with us around the world. Every North American home from Fairbanks to Tucson is heated or cooled to 72 degrees, the ambient temperature of the African setting where we evolved. Coyotes haven't bothered with recreating their desert and plains habitats wherever they've gone. But they have sought out prairies, habitat edges, and natural areas as they have colonized the continent, and they have assuredly used cleverness in spreading from their original home in the West across North America. Coyotes have been going along, as the many Indian stories about them have always put it, for far longer than just the last century. Contemporary media accounts commonly assume that coyotes in Eastern settings are an inexplicable phenomenon of the past few decades, that they are invaders of the country east of the Mississippi, the result